I definitely agree with that because not only, there's going to be competitors in your field. For example, if you're not working with them and then one of your clients are, they're going to be thinking, well, actually, we want to do every project in BIM now, not just our government ones. Then they're going to obviously cut ties with yourselves because you can't do it. And they're going to find people who can do it elsewhere. So, excellent point. Talk about Sitedesk now. You've been in the chairman role for a few months. What kind of users can benefit from the product and how?
I think this comes back to what Sitedesk is, and it's a CDE to FM product that facilitates BIM compliance. So as a collaborative tool delivered as software as a service, it's used by all participants in the supply chain. And the product has most appeal to main contractors and their supply chain, subcontractors, trade contractors, and the owners and the operators. The contractors can manage the operational phase of their construction projects and at the same time produce an intelligent digital asset, which is then available for seamless handover to the client. While the owners and the operators, they see Sitedesk as ensuring that they receive a comprehensive digital asset in an easy to use and easy to hand over format, ready for them to develop their FM programs.
Yeah, Sitedesk are very much focused on level three as well. I know you mentioned earlier, you hope the government are as well. I know they are. But you also are as well. So how can Sitedesk support the next stages of BIM?
Yeah, I think BIM level three, I think it means all project stakeholders having shared access to the same 3D model and data compared with level two, which is each party maintaining its own copy of that data. So Sitedesk is inherently a collaborative tool for multiple users and therefore already supports BIM level three and the concepts of multi-user access to a single shared model. So effectively we're there already. So in a sense, Sitedesk is a future-proof solution.
Definitely future-proof. That is a good word to slap on your branding. Most definitely, that's a great adjective to have. And what has your construction industry experience taught you, do you think, in steering Sitedesk?
I think business is all about satisfying customer need, and that's largely been driven by the government mandate for the for industry adoption of BIM. But I think enlightened customers are quite rightly asking what's in it for them, and this is a theme probably through some of the answers I've given to earlier questions. And they're starting to look at how their organizations can benefit from BIM adoption, not just in terms of winning work, but in delivering projects in a better way with improved processes, better communication, shorter and quicker workflows, less errors, less risk, and assured compliance. And I think with that attitude, with or without BIM, I think projects will be delivered in a more efficient manner, with more certain margins. And as I mentioned earlier, I think with margins notoriously low in the construction sector, I think it's an important motivator for change.
Now, what would your top three pieces of advice be for firms who this year are going to be, implementing BIM practices for the first time, perhaps? What would be your three pieces of advice?
Tough one, keeping it to three, actually, but maybe
Well.
I'm too opinionated. But I think key is that I think understand what your clients require, and this comes back to looking at the EIRs, the employer's information requirements, and decide what your BIM deliverables will be. So I think that's the first one. And the next, I think, is implement change from the top. We talked earlier about management setting KPIs, and I think it's important if an organization is going to change to make sure that everyone in the company who's involved knows why the company's changing and what it's trying to achieve. That's point two. And then point three, I think, is keep it simple. I think focus on taking practical steps to deliver BIM projects as far as possible using your own people and try not to get overwhelmed by the massive information out there about BIM. So those are the three things I would recommend.
So you recommended having knowledge of EIRs, KPIs, keep it simple. With a lot of acronyms, it's hard, but I know you've laid it down as simply as possible there. That's great. Looking at those pieces of advice, how can Sitedesk help in regards to those?
Yeah, I think as a business, in addition to providing a software solution that can help, we work with clients who've either taken the decision to adopt BIM because of the mandate, or they've decided they want to use BIM as an opportunity to improve the way they do things. And I think the level of BIM maturity varies greatly from client to client. And we endeavor to work with clients to improve their own knowledge of BIM, but in the context of their own organization and what they're trying to achieve. And we start by working with them to clarify their BIM goals, and then we look at options for achieving those. So it's very much a people process, irrespective of what software solution they ultimately decide to adopt. It's about working with people and looking at the change process they want to go through.
Absolutely. Michael, you've honestly been a fountain of knowledge, a lot of great advice you give throughout the interview, and we've talked about you professionally, so let's get to know you a little bit personally, because it is that time that people dread or people get excited about. I'm not sure, which depends on the person. But there's the crunch time questions coming up, so we've got some quick fire questions, 2 minutes on the clock, and we're going to have a bit of fun with this one. So if you're ready, Michael?
Right. Yep.
Here
okay.
we go. It's crunch time. What is an interesting fact about yourself?
I'm obsessed with motorbikes. Love riding them, love maintaining them. I've got a small collection of bikes from tourers to cruisers to off-roaders and fast sports bikes. I think bikes are a great leveler. You know, you can have a day out with a bunch of biker friends who come from all walks of life. So on a bike, you're anonymous. You could be riding with a CEO, an electrician, a dentist, a postman, a plumber, all sharing the same passion for motorcycling. And I think it's great to make sure you keep in touch with reality, stay grounded, and are able to communicate across all walks of life. So it helps me to do that.
Do you have a sidecar?
No, actually, that's not in the collection yet.
Well, there we go. Maybe that's one to add. Now, what is your biggest phobia?
Yeah, tricky question. But I guess it boils down to the fact I really love life. And I think we've all got a responsibility to ourselves to get the most we can out of life. And I think as we all get older, I guess we fear of age catching up on us or getting sick. And so I suppose in a way, that's my phobia. And that's why I try and work out every day. I eat a healthy diet. Not because I want to be a brilliant person, but just because I want to go on doing the things I love for as long as I possibly can, I think.
What is your favourite food?
Yeah, probably a type, I would say. So I was lucky enough to visit Tuscany with my wife a couple of years ago, and we fell completely in love with Italian food. I love the whole experience of eating Italian. The dishes are light, sophisticated, and they've got some fantastic wine. So yeah, got to be Italian.
Nice choice. I think we've got time for one more question. So imagine that you are on an episode of Desert Island Discs. This is a very random question. What three songs would you select?
Wow.
Time is just about to be up.
Yeah, David Bowie, I think, was my first one.
Oh, nice.
Very sad to hear the news, but his song Changes. I think it epitomises how we should embrace change in our lives in order to grow. Something that Bowie exemplified, not just in that song, but the way he lived his life, always moving out of his comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So that's that one. Beethoven Symphony Number 6, the Pastoral Symphony. Sounds a bit weird, perhaps, but I heard that when I was a teenager. Was totally captivated by its calm and optimistic notes, and it reminds me of the rolling hills and dry stone walls of my home county of Yorkshire. Mm-hmm. And then last one, actually it's more contemporary, is Jess Glyn. I just love the energy that Jess Glyn has and the emotion in her voice. So yeah,
well,
no specific song.
Well, you haven't been hard on yourself in this interview. A bit of a pun. You captivated by a bit of, and we've been captivated by you, Michael, most definitely. Fantastic interview. Very, very knowledgeable. And I'm sure the listeners are going to really, really enjoy this one. Before you go, where can people find out about yourself and information on Sitedesk? Where can they get in touch online?
Yeah, if they go to sitedesk.com, they'll be able to get in touch with anyone at Sitedesk, and they'll find me on LinkedIn.
Brilliant. Well, Michael, thank you very much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, and it's been great to feature you again on BIMCrunch, so thanks very much for your time. BIMCrunch listeners, if you enjoyed this interview, there will be more very soon. So until then, see you soon.